Hello everyone, welcome back to A Bubble Tea Talk. It's Annika and welcome to this podcast. Today I really wanted to talk about having an eco beauty routine, how to like change your whole skincare and like hair care and body care all to be sustainable and to be eco-friendly and not to be packed full of ingredients and toxins and plastic and all of these things. And yeah, I just wanted to break it down for you guys and just explain how to really help your skin and the environment, because I absolutely love skincare and I love the environment and I love talking about this stuff. So yeah, let's just get right into it. I have always had like a kind of passion, not passion, but like I think it's so important to make sure that we are reducing plastic that we buy, reducing like one use plastics. And while recycling stuff is great and it's really important that we do that, it's also just good not to buy as much plastic and to reduce how much we buy and to just slowly switch over from using loads and loads of different products, tons of different shampoos and conditioners and perfumes and sprays and bottles and stuff that we see in people's bathrooms nowadays, and just try and take a more minimalist approach and just try and use less, use things that actually work for you, and just kind of do your bit for the environment and just try and reduce the plastic that you use. And I know this is much easier said than done, and it's not a process that can be done overnight, because it's just as bad throwing away a full bottle of plastic something. So it's always important that we use stuff up and stuff like that if you're gonna buy it. But yeah, I just wanted to break stuff down for you because it's a very complicated topic, and there's lots of sides to it. There's actual health side where using so many ingredients and plastics and toxic things on your skin and your body is obviously bad for your health. And things like non-natural deodorants and things like that have been linked to cancer. And obviously there's much more, you know, science behind that, and I don't know the true facts about that, but I am just here to promote a more natural and sustainable way of living, and that's what I'm going to be breaking down and hopefully make it a bit easier for you guys to understand and then to take some actual action steps to try and reducing the amount of plastic that you buy, switching your skincare routine to sustainable and non-plastic, and just trying to help out as much as we can. So my first tip here is to stop buying stuff, and like super simple, just stop buying stuff, but there's obviously a lot more to it. I think that if you are really set on keep on buying things, for example, you have this really good shampoo that you always use and it's like your total trustworthy shampoo and it makes your hair amazing and you love it and you could never not buy it, think about why you're buying stuff. So if it's this shampoo that you absolutely love, then just get it, get the shampoo. But do you really need all those other things? Do you need that hair mask that links with it, and do you need the conditioner, and do you need this and that and a face wash and a scrub and all of these things? Do you need all of that? Do you really need it? So just really question why you're buying things, and really think about, is that product really making your life so much better, or is it not really doing much, or is it just like you just get it because it's popular or because it tells you that it's doing things or something like that? So just ask yourself while you're in the store or you're online shopping or something, just ask yourself why you're getting it. And you'll often find that if you don't have a clear cut reason, then don't pick up, don't get it, just leave it. And I'll get on to alternatives later in the podcast, but don't worry, there's always an alternative and a more sustainable alternative to literally everything. So don't fret about that. It's also important to make sure that you use existing products up. It's about just like slowly phasing stuff out, and it's about using up the products that you have that are currently open. So like body lotions and whatever else that you have, just using those ones up and then just slowly phasing in a more sustainable like way of using products and stuff like that. So it's about not buying stuff, or only buying stuff that you really need and that are total necessity to you, and just using things up and then slowly phasing in less and less, and you'll find that your skin becomes less dependent on tons of products, and you will be able to like change what you're using. So my big collection, like I'm sorry to bring this on myself again, but I used to have this massive crate of like skincare products and like body care products and bath things and all of that stuff. And like, while I liked using them and stuff, I literally couldn't read the ingredients. Like, they were just full of chemicals, all plastic containers. And so what I decided is just to like slowly use all of them up. And now I have like a quarter of that amount, and I'm slowly phasing in more glass containers and more sustainable products, and like products that have a very small amount of ingredients and things like that. So yeah, it's not something that you can do overnight. Don't throw out all your products and then just like get a bar of soap. It is, there's more to it than that. And it seems more simple when you just say, okay, this week I'm going to try and use up this body lotion, so then next week I can use up that one, and then in a month I'm gonna not have any plastic containers anymore, or in a year I'm not gonna have any plastic containers anymore. And it's about slowly doing it and then phasing in the other things, which again I'm gonna get onto. The next thing is change what you buy. So this can mean something different for everyone, because it depends on what you've been used to buying and what brands you normally support and what things you normally buy. Because if you're someone that doesn't buy many skincare products that often, or you don't receive that many, then it's not going to be such a big deal for you. But if you buy a lot of things from brands like Primark Beauty and literally any brand that isn't properly stating that they are cruelty free, they don't have palm oil in, they're vegan, or they have very little ingredients. So I know there's lots of new brands out there that have biodegradable packaging, or they give part of their profits to different organizations and NGOs that are trying to help tackle big issues like deforestation and things like that. Then that's like, all do all you can to support those brands, because they're just, those brands are really trying to make an impact, and the more people that buy from those brands, the better. So I want to say there's a brand called Love Beauty and the Earth, I think, and they do like vegan and biodegradable packaging, I think, and vegan like ingredients, and have very simple recipes for their things, which is absolutely amazing. And if you are someone that wants to have like packaging so it's more like easily transportable, less messy, easy and stuff, then if you have to buy products, then get brands that support the environment and that care about the environment and animal rights and things like that. So it's really important to support those brands like that. But obviously the best thing in the end is just not to buy too many new products, not to buy plastic whatsoever. To help you look out for products that will be good for your skin and products that will be good for your environment, try and find products that have very small amount of ingredients. So just look at the ingredients list, and if there's a massive paragraph of chemicals and substances that you couldn't even pronounce and that you don't actually know what they do, why they're there, where their origins are, where they've come from, what impact they have on the environment, then don't buy it. If you can't pronounce it, then don't buy it. So what you're trying to find is ingredients where you notice actual whole food, and like things that you recognize and that maybe are in your kitchen or in your pantry and stuff like that, then those are products that you need to support. And make sure that if you're buying things like this, that they're organic and they don't have palm oil. Palm oil is a red flag. So like, just with anything you buy, whether that's something that you're going to eat or something that you're going to put on your skin, make sure it doesn't have palm oil in, because the impacts of palm oil are so devastating. Like, they're absolutely terrible in the environment. They are, like, palm oil just deforests so much space and habitat for so much wildlife and animals and species. So it's really important, like, do your own research and stuff on this, but just try and stay away from palm oil. It's literally like the worst thing you can buy, so make sure you don't buy it. And what's really unfortunate is that so many things have it from like granolas to bars of soap. So make sure that you phase out what you buy, phase out and look in the ingredients, phase out palm oil and try and stay away from it and warn, like, you know, tell your family and friends about it because that way they can start looking out for palm oil things. So I think the one number one brand that uses palm oil is Dove. I think I'm pretty sure the brand Dove, which also owns other brands like Vaseline and Pears soap and stuff like that, they use palm oil in lots of their products. So just I'm not saying that they use them in all their products and stuff, so just be aware of it, check the ingredients, and if you don't recognize what it says, then it's probably not that good for your skin. Another good thing to look out for in terms of like getting products is glass containers. Yes, I love a good glass container, and things like that, and wood containers and ceramic containers and things like that. They're always much better than plastic, and you can generally use them for other things afterwards, and obviously recycle them. So that's always a bonus, and make sure that you look for products that have glass. In terms of your skin health, kitchen ingredients is definitely like the best things to use. So, a rule that some people live by is that if you can't eat it, then don't put it on your skin. And that is something that I kind of strive for in my skincare routine, but obviously I'm not at that completely yet because there's some things that you really can't get sustainably and that are really difficult to buy in glass containers or difficult to get products with very little ingredients for things like SPF, sun cream, sunscreen. Things like that are really difficult because sunscreen is like just a mixture of chemicals, but it protects your skin and you need to wear it. So it's really difficult to find products that you might really need, or like medication or dermatological products that you really need and that you've been prescribed, or that things like sun cream that most humans generally need to wear to prevent skin cancer and to like prevent things like that. So it's really difficult to have an all-round sustainable skincare routine, but it's about taking little steps and, for example, using up that one product and then using coconut oil instead, or using olive oil, or different DIY masks and stuff from kitchen ingredients. So some include like yogurt, avocado, honey, turmeric, cayenne pepper, olive oil, tea tree oil, coconut oil. So there's loads of things that you can use in your skin that are generally edible. I'm not sure about tea tree oil, but that are actually edible, and that way you know that it's absolutely fine if it seeps into your pores and that it goes into your skin because you've eaten it, or that, you know, and it's absolutely fine. So that's also a good one to live by in terms of deodorant, because the pores under your arms are obviously like really, they will soak up everything. And if you're using a deodorant that has things like aluminium and chemicals and stuff, it's really important that you watch out for that, because I think it has actually been linked to cancers. And obviously, like, that's a whole nother topic, and it's very in depth and confusing, and it feels very weird to think that, oh, I've been using deodorant for like however part of my life and I'd never really thought about it. So think about it now. It might be scary, but if you're gonna switch one thing in your skincare routine or in your self-care routine, whatever you call it, then let it be deodorant, because I think that that one's the most important to switch out. If you're going to splash out on natural ingredients and sustainable products, then splash out on deodorant if that's the only thing that you change. Generally, the UK has the most expensive natural deodorants from my experience. Like, I found like in Germany and in the EU and stuff, they've got cheaper natural deodorants. So I always try to stock up when I travel. But if you can check online, there's lots of different sustainable brands and little like eco shops that do cheaper sustainable products, and there's natural deodorants that do work. Lots of people have this like perception that because it's natural means it's not gonna stop you sweating, or that it's not gonna you know, is not going to work and it's going to make you smell weird and stuff like that. So I've definitely found some ones that work really well, and you will too. Everyone's a bit different though, so it's not like a one size fits all thing. You have to try out a few maybe different brands, but don't swear off natural deodorant just because you tried one and it didn't work for you. So make sure that you think about that. And there's lots of different brands like natural deodorant putties and stuff that are in ceramic containers, so you don't even have, like, not even sprays or roll-ons and stuff like that. So yeah, just there's a wide array of things, and just give things a go and try and make that like the only thing that you buy. Instead, you can use lots of other products for your skincare routine. So you can create a whole skincare routine that is completely plastic free and is totally sustainable. And I'll explain some of what I mean now. I call these my DIY skin savers. Like, they're just things that you can make up in your kitchen. They're generally things that you have in your kitchen and or that are in the supermarket and stuff. And there are a few that I like. And you can also search up like homemade face masks, homemade face wash, like homemade moisturizer and stuff like that. And there's tons of recipes online, and they're all really simple, and you can make like batches of your own versions of them or things like that to suit your skin type. And I'm telling you, there's so many. A few of my favorites that work really well for me is the honey and turmeric face mask. This one is like 1 tablespoon honey, 1 teaspoon turmeric or something like that. And you just mix it up and you put it on your skin for like 10-15 minutes, and it cleans your skin so well and makes your skin really hydrated and everything like that. So I love that one. I also love coconut oil and coffee ground scrub. So this is like, again, like a tablespoon of coconut oil, maybe like a tablespoon of coffee grounds. You can check more precise recipes online, and you just mix it up or melt it together, and then it hardens into this like amazing scrub that is like incredible. I really, really recommend that. It's like the best one ever. And it makes you feel really awake, and I absolutely love the smell of coffee in the morning in the shower. Like, that is, there's like nothing better. So I really recommend that. So there's loads online, and you can also, you don't even have to make concoctions if you don't have much time. So you can just use coconut oil. This is a great body moisturizer. I use it all the time. I absolutely love coconut oil, or olive oil, and things like shea butter and things like that are honestly work wonders for your skin and will really help kind of create that minimalist skincare look. And it's much easier. Generally, it's cheaper as well. You can get like a jar of organic coconut oil for £2-3 in Aldi, which is perfect, and it lasts you like 3 months, like a long time. So you don't have to, like, I find it much cheaper than getting products, and it's more strict back and doesn't make your skin rely on things that it can't manage to absorb and that make it dry or oily or break out and stuff like that, because generally the best skincare is the skincare that you can eat. So I try and live by that motto. I know it's difficult, but we all know the great lip scrub recipe, which is like caster sugar and olive oil and with like a pinch of cayenne or something like that, and it honestly works amazing. Like, there's so many great recipes out there. Okay, this has been like a blur of an episode. Like, I've just babbled a ton of like information at you, so I'm sorry about that. Big apologies, but I hope that you can take something away from this episode, whether it be like you just get your products from Lush or something instead of your normal, you know, drugstore shop, or you try and use up some of your products and change things up for, like, instead of using that hair mask, you use coconut oil instead or something like that, or you buy a natural deodorant or something like that, then just try and it's just about doing the little things and building it up to creating an all over sustainable skincare. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed. If you want to check out the Bubble Tea Talk Instagram, the handle is bubbletea.talk. So check it out if you want to, for like updates and stuff like that. And yeah, with that, I'm going to leave you guys. I'll be back with the next podcast very, very soon. So bye for now.